الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. From this ayat, as we have explained, that those who are obedient to Allah, who correct their iman and their amal, Allah will create love for such people. Allah will love them first, the angels, malaika will love them, and Allah will put that love in the entire creation. And for this, ulama have written that the most greatest thing in amal to gain the closest to Allah Ta'ala are the faraid. And in the faraid, namaz is the greatest thing, salat. And so the faraid, all our faraid, we must do properly. And all our faraid, namaz. And in order to protect the faraid, are the sunnah e muakkada, the nafils, the mustahabbat. So we must always maintain that. The minute a person starts letting go of any of this, it has an effect on the others. If we miss out our nafils, then our sunnat, which is happening, sunnat e muakkada also goes. Then unfortunately, may Allah protect us, our faraz also goes. And after the faraz, then the attack is directly on the iman, which we know is unfortunately also so common. Irtidad, giving up of iman, Islam, has become unfortunately so common with so many people. It is all when we let go of the borders, then it comes right onto the core, and then the great dangers come. So anyway, with that we can gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and then it comes in the hadith, and a person keeps on gaining closeness to Allah with the nawafil. So the nawafil are there to gain closeness to Allah, and what we are aspiring for, to have the love of Allah, to have nisbat with Allah, to have ta'alluq with Allah. The means of it is, the greatest means are these nafal namazes. By that a person keeps on going. And if we are thinking we have nisbat with Allah, ta'alluq with Allah, and our namazes are not in order, we are daydreaming. We are far from the reality. So our namazes must be in order. And as we have explained, fully, Takbir-e-Ula, etc., full our namaz, everything, and in quantity also, then in quality, our postures also, our qada-e-umri also, everything. And we should be, it should be properly fixed in our minds that Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our ibadat. Allah becomes happy when we make His ibadat, but He doesn't need our ibadat at all. We are in need of our ibadat. If we make ibadat and it gets accepted, that also we have to cry to Allah. After making the ibadat, that Allah accepts it. After doing Anwarus Salah, for example, and a person thinks, now my namaz is perfect. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the worst namaz of a person is the day he thinks I made a perfect namaz. Because nobody can, the more we become perfect, the more the sign of that acceptance of it is, that we feel more that my namaz is not correct. Because Allah Ta'ala is limitless and we are limited. A limited thing cannot fulfill the rights of one who is unlimited. Like the water in a glass is limited. And the water in the jug compared to it, the water of the glass can't fit in the jug. And the jug's water can't fit in the bucket's water. And the bucket's water can't fit in the water that's coming from the tap in our times, which is from the reservoir. And the reservoir's water can't fit in the river. So we are limited. We can never fulfill the right. We try, we endeavor, we make shukr. And one sign also is that we start feeling one of the reasons of the istighfar, begging of forgiveness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah declared to him that he has got no guna. So what was the meaning of the istighfar? One of the explanations the ulama give is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's condition was going higher and higher all the time. So So whenever he thought of his previous condition, then he should make istighfar. There are many more reasons also. So our namaz also, when we see that my namaz, or that namaz is improving, when we see that previously, and we feel guilty that how was I making namaz itself recently, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So if we see that improvement in the namaz, then our namaz is improving. And at the same time still, looking at the greatness of Allah, He is great, unlimited greatness, that my namaz is still very inferior. That is also the sign of the acceptance. And this is the mercy of Allah, that He still calls us over and over to come to the masjid. And that is the sign of the acceptance of the namaz. Not necessarily the quality of the namaz, but Allah in His mercy is accepting us and allowing us to come back over and over to the masjid. And we should be also very careful. By Allah Ta'ala, there is istidraj also and imtidad also. On one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam were just standing like dumbfounded. And for how long only Allah knows. Because there is no measurement of time in Akhirah. So how long? Thousands, millions of years? Then Allah asked them, what's wrong? You people just standing like this, awe-stricken. They said that Shaitan made so much ibadat of Allah, but finally he was thrown out and he was rejected by you. We don't know what our condition is. Allah said, "Kunu hakaza," remain like this. Have that fear all the time. The minute a person takes off the shackles of fear of Allah and he starts feeling that I made lot of ibadat, and arrogance starts coming into him. That is the starting point of why Shaitan was destroyed, where pride comes into a person. And Shaitan also had not only the pride by which he was destroyed, that was the major thing, but together with that, jealousy also. He was jealous of Bani Adam, Adam alayhi salam, and the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, that they are all going to Jannah. And I've been thrown out. So he was jealous also. And the third thing also, that freedom, that he wanted to be free, he didn't want to be under restriction. And this is also unfortunately the starting point where many of our people, where we start going wrong. That nobody must tell me anything. Our youngsters, it's a common thing on their tongue. Nobody must tell me. I'll do what I want to do. That is very, very dangerous. And many of us, even many things of deen, I'll do what I want to do. Nobody must tell me anything. We are not free. A free person is a person who made himself. We didn't make ourselves. Our eyes we didn't make, our brains we didn't make. What did we make? Nothing of ours is ours. It's all given by Allah Ta'ala. We are total slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So the right attitude is, when we are the slaves of Allah, we listen to our master. And if a slave who absconds, runs away, etc., who is disobedient, he gets a very severe punishment also. So we are total slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So our namaz, the signs of its improving all the time, there are these signs, and we should see whether our namaz is improving. We must have that concern. We find that we have a car, we want to upgrade from time to time. Phone, we want to upgrade all the time. Anything else, our house, we want to make some renovations, we want to upgrade the house also. So the greatest things which we have to upgrade is our deen. And if we don't, we leave it, we become stagnant. That the namaz I learned from my mother when I was a child, I should read next to my mother. And that is the namaz we carry on the whole life. And we're not improving on that namaz, it will deteriorate. And also, we should understand that in order to better something, an effort is required all the time. In anything, all the time, whatever you want to better, you have to make an effort. And if you want to destroy something, the only thing you have to do is don't better it anymore. Don't maintain it anymore. You got a house which is a show house. The best house in the locality. Your garden wins prizes in your locality. In order to destroy it, you don't have to bring dirt and muck and plant weed. Just leave it alone and it will get destroyed. You have a sparkling swimming pool and you want to destroy it, all you have to do is don't maintain it and see what happens to it in a few days' time. Anything, just leave the effort, the correct effort. But today is the time when the wrong effort is being done. In your garden, you're planting weeds in your garden. And then you're still expecting a beautiful rose garden. Beautiful garden with flowers. All the wrong things are being done. So we have to be very careful of our namaz also, that we have to be conscious. And not only namaz, the whole of deen, but namaz is the most important. And if that will come right, we will be concerned of the rest of deen also. So Allah give us tawfiq, and that we also realize that Allah and nobody else, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُ. Some of the Bedouins who accepted Islam, they showed that they have done a favor in accepting Islam. Allah says, you have done no favor. It's my favor on you. I guided you towards Islam. So it isn't ours. We make namaz. It's not, we haven't done a favor. Allah's favor, that He gave us the tawfiq of namaz. And we have to make shukr. So Allah give us tawfiq to improve our namazes all the time. And one of the signs also is that we get involved and engage in nafal namaz also. And in that way, if we have now come through namaz, through the faraid, we have come to closeness to Allah, then a person will want to become more and more closer. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the only Nabi who requested Allah Ta'ala, arini anzur ilayk. That, oh Allah, give me, I want to see you. And the ulama have written why? Because he was Kaleemullah. Allah was speaking to him directly when he heard the sweet voice of Allah. And that was so captivating, so overwhelming, that the next thing after you hear a sweet voice, you want to see the person. So then he requested Allah, I want to see you. So if we, through our namaz, we are gaining closeness to Allah, then we will want to gain more closeness to Allah. Then nafal namaz will become a desire in our heart. Now that idea that if you want to, you make it, if you don't want to, you don't make it, will automatically that definition and that interpretation will go away from you. I have to make, unless you are now somewhere, you can't make it for some reason, then you'll feel guilty that I couldn't make it. And on that guilt also, Allah gives so much, sometimes more than the actual amal also. When you feel that sorrow and that guilt, so that love of that namaz will come. And in the nafal namazes, certain that we were explaining, one is what all our farz namazes, where there are nafal namaz, we must make them also. Then other specific namazes, one was ishraq, we explained, the great rewards. And that all is just an enticement. The actual thing of all this encouragement of our ibadah is to gain the pleasure of Allah. And that must be our super niyat and object. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi explains this very beautifully. If somebody buys a cow, in our times 15,000, 20,000 rand, because he says, I'll get fertilizer, because the cow will have to take out its dung. So he says, it's a very stupid act to spend so much money for fertilizer. You could just go and buy some fertilizer. But buy the cow with the niyat of getting fresh, full cream milk, and your own milk, no adulterated, proper milk, no water mix, nothing, you know, 100% it's genuine. And the dung will have to come where it's going. So the same way, all our ibadat, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And even the benefits which are mentioned in the hadith also, that mustn't be our prime object. Prime object must be the pleasure of Allah. And all those benefits you will get. In our time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that tell the people of the benefits also, because today we have become like matlabi. If we get some benefit which you can see, then we want to do it. Just to do it for the pleasure of somebody. How many children also, father tells them, do this, what will I get for it? They want to just do it for the pleasure of the father or the mother. They want to know what material benefit we're going to get. So that also, which is permitted in Sharia, it's all right, in form, for a starting it will be there. And if a person is progressing in his path, then afterwards those things won't be his objective. Then he will realize it will do it only for Allah's pleasure. And when we realize this, then a thing like ikhlas, which is generally very hard, it's in the bracket already. Because once you have found Allah, you can't do anything for anyone else besides Allah. You just want to please Allah. You won't do it for your nafs. You won't do it for people. You won't do it for anything, only for the pleasure of Allah. And this is such a natural thing, logical thing also, that you want to please people, and you know, everyone knows you can't please all the people. If you please this one, the other one gets upset with you. If you have two wives, you please the one wife, the other wife gets upset with you. You can't please people. Please one Allah becomes so easy. You want to please people, they will praise you in front of your face. Behind your back, they speak bad about you. You want to please Allah, Allah will never be like that. That Allah Ta'ala outwardly accepts and behind your back, Allah Ta'ala speaks bad, it's impossible. People will praise you genuinely also. But for how long? How long are they going to live to praise you? You do it for Allah, it's forever. And by Allah, you also going to be forever. From this dunya, you're going to go away. Many people, we are worried. After I die, what will the people say? I'm dead, what I'm worried, what the people going to say after me? Be worried what Allah is going to tell me. What will happen to me in my qabr? What the malaika are going to tell me? Do it for that. What you worried of the people? You are going to die. I must leave a good legion behind me. That legion, what is that legion? See what your future, in your qabr, your akhirat, what's going to happen. Be worried about that. We are very worried about the dunya. So the minute you have contact with Allah and the love of Allah comes, all these things, ikhlas will just fall in place. Which is one of the major things that we have to work for. But it will come just as a bargain. It will just come free of charge with the whole package. We will get it. So we do it for Allah's pleasure. So we should endeavor with our Ishraq namaz also and try now in Ramadan to make it. And as we explained, if we can't do it, the best time, that is after about 13 minutes or so after sunrise, then do it a bit later also. And then our Chash namaz also. So great benefits in all this. And then the next namaz, which has got great benefits also, is our Awwabin namaz. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin. And Tawwabin, those who make a lot of Tawbah. So those who make the Awwabin namaz, I count it amongst those people who make a lot of Tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibu min al-zam, kamal la zambala. A person who makes tawbah of his gunas is like a person who committed no guna. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that the mustaghfirin, those who ask for forgiveness, which is awwabin namaz, is the namaz of the tawwabin, that they will be counted amongst the muttaqeen on the day of Qiyamah. Those who make tawbah, they will be counted amongst those people who committed no guna. Because when you make tawbah, Allah wipes away your gunas. And you will be raised and counted amongst those who made no guna. So what a great honor. We know we are sinful. We are going to commit sins. We have and we are loaded with sins. But just make tawbah. And this is such a wonderful leeway Allah has given us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that tawbah is that ibadat. It is like which the doctors will not perhaps be able to invent a medicine like that till Qiyamah. And that is that if you burn and you apply that medicine and ointment, if they invent such an ointment, and you just apply it and immediately whatever that burns were, all the marks of it, the signs, everything goes away. The pain of it goes away immediately. It's removed completely just by applying that ointment. If they have to, and you purchase that ointment, And you come home and you tell your wife that I've got this ointment here. If you burn, I'll just apply it and you'll get better. So the sizzling hot oil you have got on the stove, put your hand in it. And after that, I will put the ointment and you'll come right immediately. Our Shah says, she will say that you may experiment it a lot on me. Now for a change, experiment on yourself. You go and put your hand in the oil and then you apply that ointment. That will not happen perhaps ever. It won't happen. But Allah, from the time of right at the beginning, with our Sharia and our deen, Allah made it so great that no matter what your gunas, you have burned, finished, nothing is left of you also. But just apply the ointment of Tawbah and immediately you will become more better than you were before also. A person who was a non-believer, he was going to Jahannam, but he just applies the ointment of Tawbah, he makes Tawbah of not accepting Islam. Immediately he becomes a Jannati. He was a Jahannami until now. He just read his Kalima, he made Tawbah, he accepted Islam, he becomes a Jannati. He was a mabghuz, hated person in the eyes of Allah. Till now, you just read your kalima, make your tawbah, and you become the beloved of Allah. You were a jahannami, you became a jannati. You were a hater, a person hated by Allah, you became the beloved of Allah. Allah gave us this ointment. So this is that ointment, and this is not that we experiment with it. But it is an emergency. Not that now I've got this ointment and now I can commit gunas as many as I want to. And then I'll just make Tawbah and I will come right. It is an emergency ointment that if you happen to make guna, you tried your best to save yourself, but you committed guna, now don't worry, you've got that ointment. Otherwise, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explains one person of Karachi who went and studied in America, Europe, whatever, lot of degrees he had. He came back, he became ill, and he was in hospital, and he was very sick, like the end of his life now. So family people told him, just make Tawbah. So he said that, I've acquired so much of knowledge in different fields, and how many of the words I know, the origins of the word, from which language it came into this, everything I know. But that word you are saying, that word doesn't want to come on my tongue. And we all know that Tawbah is not just the word you say Tawbah, but it is a reality behind it. But he says just that word also doesn't want to come on my tongue. So we must not think that I can just make Tawbah. And whenever I want to, I can commit whatever gunas I want to, and I'll just make Tawbah. Perhaps even the word of Tawbah doesn't come on our tongue. And we have to be very careful because of our gunas, we sometimes get deprived of lot of things. Gunas are the worst things in our lives. So we should always regularly be making our tawbah Allah has given us, turn to Allah Ta'ala. So a tawabin namaz is an occasion that we are making lot of tawbah. التائب من الذنب كما لا ذنب له إن الله يحب التوابين. Allah loves those people who make tawbah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif on Qiyamah's day. Those who find a lot of tawbah and istighfar in their record of deeds, they will say they will be very, very fortunate. It will take them very, very far. On one or two occasion, I phoned Hazrat and I told him, Hazrat, when I make dua after faraz any time, no dua comes on my tongue besides tawbah istighfar. I thought Hazrat will reprimand me severely that you. He says, Monana, make shukr. You are on the super highways of reaching Allah. If you just start making tawbah istighfar, it's a sign of you gaining great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. When a person gets the tawfiq, many people, they say also, I don't see any guna in my life. And that is the biggest guna. If a person doesn't see, how blind hasn't that person become? Very, very blind he has become. If he can't see the wrongs and the sins in his life, we are from morning to night, outwardly, inwardly, we are filled with sins. And a person thinks, I'm not a sinner. And also when one sinner looks down on another sinner, which example Hazrat Rahmatullah used to give, a person who has got cancer, and somebody who is coughing or sneezing, and he laughs at him, look at the sick fowl, and he's got cancer. What is his condition? And he's laughing at a person who got a flu, who's got a cold. So that is our condition. When we think of other people, that person got this guna. In other words, I'm all right. And I'm worse, I'm the worst. And I'm thinking, I'm all right. And that person, he doesn't make his namaz correctly. That person doesn't do this correctly. He doesn't do that correctly. We find fault with other people. Till we don't find, and how beautifully ulama have explained, when we get down to fault finding, and we have to look for the faults, whether it's of the wife, whether it's of family members, whether it's of other people, and we point a finger to them, that you got this fault, then automatically three fingers are pointing to you. When you take out somebody's one fault, you are exposing three faults of yours. You becoming more faulty. As you are finding the faults of others, you are becoming more faulty. So anyway, the Tawbah Namaz is there. The Salah Awwabin Namaz is a great namaz, and the merits of it is unbelievable. In one Hadith Sharif it comes, and Hazrat explained that Awwabin Namaz is between 6 and 20. At least once in a lifetime we should try and make 20 rakats of Awwabin Namaz also. Normally we can make our 6, but once at least in a lifetime, that whatever, when the occasion comes, try and make 20 rakats of Awwabin. Not always. In this dunya, sometimes we are satisfied with a light breakfast. We have to rush to the airport, or we've got some other work or something, a light breakfast, we will suffice on it. But every day, we won't. Why? Yeah, we suffice on the lightest. Normally, we want our full breakfast. We want our full lunch, our full supper, everything we want it full. Occasionally something happens, then we pass the day with something light. But yeah, we are passing whole life. First of all, we're not having that light awwabin also, which is much more superior than our supper also. At one time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was in Mauritius, and there were few brothers, and Hazrat was speaking, and when Hazrat used to speak, he was like out of this world. He was so engrossed and spoke in the love of Allah. Once in Malawi, Hazrat was resting on his bed, doing some work also. Never saw Hazrat free, that is doing nothing. One thing goes to another. Once we were with Maulana Qamar al-Zamasab in Barbados. So we had our meals finished, everything, a Jummah, and we were all going to rest now, whatever. So Maulana went to his room. I went to Maulana Qamar al-Zamasab's room. When I went there, I saw all his writing, what he had to do. All the time, Hazrat has written very many kitabs. So he had it all ready, he was going to start. I thought, we are going to all sleep. But he was going to do his work. So I asked him, Hazrat, now, he says, this time I have to do my work. And so no rest for such people. They are occupied all the time. One time, Maulana Nadeem Sahib of Pakistan was here, and he was staying at our brother Ghulam Kaka's place. So we all went there for breakfast. That night he spent there. So when we went for breakfast, then I heard Quran Sharif reading coming from his room. So afterwards I said, we all went and sleep after Fajr. Summer, Fajr is so early, take a rest. He says, I had my free time. I said, what else can I do? Do the best and read Quran Sharif. And his recitation of Quran Sharif was so captivating also. Just his recitation of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to start his bayan, commonly he would read the whole Surah Yasin. And the barakat of that, people were captivated. He read also in such a beautiful way. And on one occasion, when he read, with the Qadiani some problem, he just went and he read Surah Yasin Sharif, and they all accepted Islam. The Quran is the Quran. When the jinnat, inna sami'na Quran and ajaba. What a fascinating, what a captivating. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as well. Tahajjud namaz, they should read Quran Sharif in Tahajjud, and this should win over the hearts of the worst enemies. And you should come and listen also, the worst enemies. And at night, nobody could see them. In the darkness of the night, they should come and listen. And they took enjoyment of it. And then, Subah Sadiq time, they should disperse. But then they should get caught with one another. Asking, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? All came to listen, and they should promise, tomorrow we won't come. But Subah hote hi intizari sham hai. From the morning you're waiting for the night again, that we can hear this. So Quran Sharif is, what a great kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. So those people, when they have time, they spend it in these righteous things. Not unfortunately today, with our cell phone, with all the comedies on the phone, and all the cartoons for the children, and the games. Old people playing games. Where, what a way it has led us to. Games we knew, small children play games. But today, old people are playing games also. And you go fly in the aeroplane also, you see them all busy playing games all the time. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So these are, we shouldn't be wasting our time in this. Make our time valuable. So anyway, awwabin namaz, we should try and make regularly. So from six to 20 rakat. At least once in a lifetime try and make 20. And otherwise, if you keep it down to six, normally carry on, at least we will be counted among. We will come in that group, those who are making awwabin namaz. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that there is a difference between the muhaddithin and the fuqaha about the six rakat. That some include the two sunnat muakkada also. Because from the hadith which comes, man salla sitta rakatim ba'd al-maktuba. A person who reads six rakats of namaz, nafal namaz, after the farz namaz. So in there, the six after farz, then the two sunnat muakkada get counted in. And other ulama say, the two sunnat muakkada are separate. And then the six again from there. But if we count the two, when that was the practice of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he taught us that two sunnat muakkada, you will have done your sunnat muakkada. But they will be counted in the awabin. So read another four. Two nafals, hopefully we all read. After the three faras of Maghrib, two sunnat muakkada. Two nafal is still common in the ummah. So all we have to do is add another two. So to make it six. And we will have qualified that we have read the awwabin namaz. And by reading that awwabin namaz, just by adding our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, two rakats of nafal namaz, which takes about 3 minutes, 4 minutes it will take. Our nafal, unfortunately, is not like those people, that two rakats are 2 hours. They read 10 suparas of Quran Sharif. We are far from that. Our two nafal, we know which surahs we read, how much we read, very quick it is. But we will have entered into that way our awwabin was made. And these two nafals are such that where it comes in the hadith sharif, that if you made your awwabin and your gunas are equal to the form of all the oceans of the world, and the seven oceans, and the form that is coming, high tide, all the different times, how lot of form. If your gunas are even so much, by making your awwabin, all your gunas get forgiven. And we know we are full of gunas. And Allah, by His mercy, will forgive all our gunas. So just by adding the two more, to make six after our faraz namaz, two sunnat muakkada, we have to read, we are reading. Two nafals, generally we are reading. Just two more, make it six, and all our gunas will be forgiven. A person who makes his awwabin namaz, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the sawab of the ibadat of 12 years ibadat. This is just words that we are hearing. Let us try and understand it inshallah a little bit. If a boss tells his worker who works from 8 to 5 for example, whatever his time is, and after 5 o'clock is knock-off time, he did his faraz now, he finished his work, and the boss tells him that a delivery has come, or a very special customer has come from out of town. If you give me 5 more minutes, I will give you the wages of 12 years. And if he's earning 20,000 a month, and he says for 5 months, 12 years of 20,000 a month I'm going to get, which is 12 times 20, 240,000 for 1 year. And for 12 years, over 3 million. He's in my share, my boss is going to give me so much for giving 5 minutes. You'll think perhaps the boss is out of his mind. He doesn't even possess 3 million, 4 million rent to pay me. He will have to sell up everything, his house also, his car also, everything to pay me. You will doubt him. Unfortunately, we doubt Allah. That for that one, for that 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and Allah will give us the wages of 12 years of ibadat. So, just that little bit from our side, and by Allah, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truer than Allah? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can speak a more truer word than Allah? And Allah's treasures are unlimited. Allah Ta'ala is not dependent on what is present. What is present, Allah created it. And Allah can create more as He wants to. From nothing, Allah said, kun fayakun. Nothing exists also. Allah creates everything. So Allah's qudrat is above everything. So there is no limit to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And also, when Allah is giving 12 years of ibadah, and for example, the delivery came after hours just when the shop was closing, or any other thing, and the boss told 3-4 workers, if you will give me 5 more minutes today, just take in this delivery, see to this customer, then each one is getting a different salary. One is getting 20,000, one is getting 10,000, one is getting 40,000. Everyone according to his salary, he's going to get 12 years, the boss is going to give him. So we also, so see that what our salary is, how much of nafal, what the quality of our ibadah, what the quantity of ibadah. Now when we make our awabin according to what our income is, Allah is going to give us 12 years of wages. So everyone try and increase generally all our ibadah. And then for your awabin, 12 years of ibadah, sawab Allah Ta'ala will give. We will say unbelievable, but really that is what is for a mu'min, that is what is believable. And therefore we find the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the great awliya, they just could not forego any of these things. And how particular they were about their namazes. One time, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, with a few of his companions, they were traveling, they went to Rajasthan, Jaipur. And they reached there late at night, there was a delayed, train was delayed, etc. And the person who had to meet them wasn't there also, they had to find their own little, some guest house, some place. And then the lights weren't working there, and they were hungry, they hadn't eaten. So the friends got busy arranging some food, etc. By the time they had managed to arrange something, Maulana had already found the closest masjid. And he had already established where's the Qibla in that place they were staying. And he was all ready for his tahajjud namaz already. Otherwise, for us under such circumstances, our fajr will be in jeopardy also. That we are very tired now, and to get up, or fajr at the most, we'll make it just where we are sleeping. We are travelers, we are musafir also, and it's not faraz also, and Allah loves rukhsat also, and what Allah gives on rukhsat also, you don't get on azimat also. That when you choose what Allah makes easy for you, you accept that. Allah becomes very pleased with that also. So we will find 1,000 excuses. But these people, even one person, Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained to us, one alim, great alim, was invited to one place to go and lay the foundation of a house. So he said, to travel alone is not correct. Hadith doesn't encourage that you must have some companion. So he got one young alim ready to go with him also. And then he said that the young alim, I'm old now, and Sayyidu Khadimuhum. The Amir is the one who makes the khidmat. I won't be able to make your khidmat. So you be the Amir. So he made him the Amir. So that sunnah also they fulfilled. As they were traveling, this old alim wanted to get up for tahajjud. So the young alim, now he's the Amir. He says, I'm the Amir and I'm commanding you not to make tahajjud. Because we are traveling and on Safar, we went other namazes. Your faraz also from four becomes two. So there is rukhsat from Allah Ta'ala. So you don't make. So he lied down for a while. Again he started getting up. And he pressed the feet of this young alim. And he said, please permit me. The young alim, his sleep was more valuable. When you're young, your sleep you love. So he said, do what you want to, but don't disturb my sleep. So even in that, when they went there to lay the stone, he told him, I'm taking you because I'm old now. And to go down where the foundation is, I won't manage now. So you must put it. When they came there, the old alim did it himself. So he asked him, you told me that what you call it, you're going to let me do it and you did it yourself. He said, the thought came to me, I'm old. If I go down and I fall, get hurt and die, I'm finished. My life is finished. You're still young. You have to do a lot of work. You have to do stuff. Those people gave some presents to them. And then he shared the presents with this young alim. And he said, it comes in the hadith, Al-Hadaya Mushtarakun. When you get hadiah, when you are in a group together, you must share it out with everyone. It's not only for you, share it out. So he gave it. So Hazrat said, see these people in every step, sunnah. And those sunnahs that we can't think about, they had the knowledge also, and they implement it also. And every step, Allah give us also tawfiq. So by making our awwabin, 12 years of ibadat sawab we will get. If our gunas are equal to all the foam of the oceans of the world, Allah Ta'ala will forgive it. If a person has got concern of his akhirat and the reality of the day of Qiyamah, he won't be able to miss his awwabin. He will try. Sometimes if he can't make what normally he reads, he will just read short. And also during that time, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, just over two pages, he gets the thawab of the whole night ibadah. This Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali narrated to us, and then he said, what my practice is, I read it in the sunnahs of my Maghrib. So immediately after Maghrib, I've done it sunnah. From there, my meter starts moving again. Those people who are conscious also, like for example, once we were in Burma, while giving the bayan, Allah put it in my heart, I should give a little donation to the madrasa. So immediately in the madrasa, during the bayan, I gave it, I said, give this here. And Allah put it in my heart, so I said, why I did it? I asked the people, I could have done it after the bayan. But your meter starts moving as soon as you made your niyat, you get your thawab already. And you make your amal, then the full thawab starts coming. Allah give us ikhlas, not to show everyone in the middle of the bayan, you are giving a donation and to show, but for the pleasure of Allah. And the quicker your meter, and many people, whenever they do some good, and they could do it later, they say, no, but our meter, if we do it now, our meter will start moving already. So we must collect from Allah. So in this also, wisdom, use it for this. Not for going to ShopRite is selling butter 20 cents cheaper, and we go 20 kilometers further. It takes us 2 more hours, and we're going 20 kilometers spending 4 liters of petrol. And today's 4 liters of petrol, with the wear and tear and your own time, to go and save a 20 cent. And today this is our for deen, use our brain. To benefit in deen, that we, how much more we can gain, we start gaining. So Haji Ahmed Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali says, I read it because your sunnahs are immediately after your faraz. So you read it in your sunnahs, your whole night, whatever the night is, long nights of winter, short nights of summer, whatever, but you start getting that thawab. A person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the thawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, more better than 1,000 years. Now you are making your awwabin, your gunas are made maaf. You're getting 12 years of ibadat. You read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, a whole night's ibadat. You read this two surahs. One place I mentioned it, so the alim, the senior alim of the town, I saw immediately he started reading. So get your meters moving. Let the counters start counting for you. And yeah, like we have the counters of the Tasbih now. And but you have to read and you have to press it. Just without you pressing anything, your meter is just moving. So we should try and move it up for our akhirah and a score. That is the real life. And a person who is prepared. And there we are going to live not for 1,000 years, not 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 years, forever and ever. And to get the concept of ever, forever and ever, is also not easy. We just take it for granted forever. But what is it forever? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explained it, given an example. That from the ground to the heavens, which is an impossibility, but to imagine it, all this is filled with bird seed, full. And a bird comes, and in 1,000,000 years it takes one bird seed. How small is a bird seed? How long will it take to finish all this? It's like an impossibility also. But reality is, it will get finished finally. And akhirat is even more longer. In other words, if we can emphasize on our minds to know that for how long akhirat is, there is no end to it, forever and ever. Dunya's life is 60, 70 years. How many more younger? A few people more older. But the vast majority, under 50, we are leaving this dunya already. And that is a life that will never come to an end. And this is the time, this little time Allah has given us, not for wasting our time on sports, on games, on social media, and just wasting, whiling our time. This is وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. People who compete and race, those are the things to go and compete. Not to win a marathon, not to that what clothes I could buy and what you bought and how much you endured here and how much. No, to gain our akhirah, that is what we have to do. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this wonderful opportunity. Start now in the month of Ramadan with the niyat of carrying on. And when some occasion comes, we cannot read our awwabin with all the other nafil surahs, etc. The surahs, make it short. Read wal asr wa inna atay. But try to read it, not to leave it out. That we try and read it everywhere. And we saw our kabir. In fact, in Jamaat, we were taught in this way, that when gusht in South Africa normally, in India, Pakistan, gusht is normally after Asr, bayan is after Maghrib, but here we normally have gusht after Maghrib, and bayan after Isha, normal procedure. So one Jamaat came, and I saw one brother, he passed away, Allah granted him the highest stages of Jannah. How they were grounded in the work of Dawat also. So the Jamaat said, Pakistani Jamaat from Lahore. And one brother, he went one side and he read his awwabin. He came back, he joined the Gusht Bayan. Another brother got up and he went and made his awwabin. He came back, sat down, joined the Gusht Bayan. Another brother went. All of them made their awwabin also, and all of them made their Gusht Bayan on its time also. Not that they delayed it and people will go away. They made it immediately after Ilan was made. People finished their nafil, sunnahs, whatever. They started. And one by one they did their nafil also. And they did their awwabin also. So where there's a will, there is a way. If we want to do it, we can do it. We saw those brothers, Suleiman bin Mumayya, few may be remembering, old workers, Haji Sharif sahab, Begwale, or these were old workers who did a lot of the groundwork of Tabligh. We saw that at night, usually Bayan is after Isha, Tashkil takes place, and sometimes Tashkil also goes for long. Then is supper, then is now getting prepared to sleep. And when we all are lying down to sleep, they start with all the mamulas. For example, Suleiman bin Mumayya, he should make his Bara Tasbih, that zikr of 1200 times, which is actually 1300, but famous as Bara Tasbih. He should be making that at night when all are gone to sleep. And they wouldn't sleep till they don't finish their day's ma'amulat. So that is how deen comes alive. And deen comes in a person's life. And then the effect takes place on the people. We go as empty vessels, and we make a big noise. Empty vessels do make the biggest noise. And then after that, no results also, because it was all empty words. They were not filled with anything. The more we fill it up, the more the value will come. So our awwabin namaz also, Allah give us tawfiq. Start with it now in Ramadan. And if the brothers are waiting to serve us, we're not making so long. Make your short awwabin. Go and have your meal so that you set them free also, the khidmat brothers. Then you carry on again afterwards. You can carry on. Read your surahs more. Read more awwabin if you want to. But so consider everything, put it on its place, and maintain everything. It is possible. Where there's a will, there's a way. Everything can be seen to, and we can gain great returns from Allah. And the short life of ours is to earn our akhirah. It's not to waste it behind this dunya. And in all the gunas and the filth of dunya, and following the animals of the West, and that lifestyle, and we were the leaders of mankind, and we have got the most sublime way of life. So we must maintain that and give it to the other people, not follow them in their animalism and in their ways of evil and fun. We must show them the right way. This is the ideal month. Make a little effort. Let Allah give us all tawfiq. We go in the right direction. We do the little. Do it only for Allah. Do it that we're going to carry on with it. Not just that we become super Muslims in Ramadan. After Ramadan, we forget everything. In fact, from each night, each day is a different way of life, and we forget everything. Let that not be the case. And then see where we reach. And then when maut will come, as Hazratji Rahmatullah Ali said, live your life like Ramadan, your maut will come like Eid. And you will then meet your most beloved. You will meet Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant us all, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.